John, you've been talking to people in our community who have been watching this issue really closely. What have you been hearing?
Well, Michelle, Nevada was one of the states that opted into the ACA Medicaid expansion. And because of that, more Nevadans became eligible for Medicaid. And between that and the state health exchange, about 400,000 people now have access to health insurance that didn't have it before. I spoke with Nevada health policy expert John Packham, and he says a majority of those people are from urban areas, but people in rural communities are being helped as well.
What we've seen in rural areas is a steady drop in the number of uninsured. That's helped rural hospitals, that's helped rural clinics that have for decades had to deal with rising numbers of uninsured individuals who simply are unable to pay their bills. Most of our rural hospitals, they're the only game in town, so they see them in their ERs. They provide a lot of primary and urgent care in their emergency rooms, and the Affordable Care Act has taken a modest step in reducing the ranks of uninsured, even in rural areas.
On what about the patients who are using community health centers? What are providers there seeing?
Recently, I took a tour of Community Health Alliance on Wells Avenue in Reno, and they are one of just a few federally qualified health centers, or what's known as FQHCs. Essentially, these centers are set up to provide health care to individuals regardless of their ability to pay. They also operate on a sliding scale. I spoke with Dr. Aithni Barton, who's the medical director there. Her primary role is to provide care to patients. She had this to say about the ACA's impact on the work that she does.
We've seen many more people access services and be able to access routine management of chronic diseases, but also prevention. And so there are folks who, when I first started here, came in to see me when I had to send them to the emergency room because there was nothing I could do here in the office for them, where now I get to see them preventively and routinely to help prevent them from accessing emergency care. They don't need emergency care. All they need was access to routine medical services.
Along with the benefits that we've heard, you're also hearing from the business community. What's going on there?
The ACA has impacted the business community as well. Since the start of 2015, businesses with 50 or more full-time employees were required to provide health coverage to their full-time employees, or else they would have to pay a tax penalty. Critics of this policy said that it would be costly for businesses, and some could potentially shut down. I spoke with Trey Abney from the Chamber of Commerce for Reno Sparks and Northern Nevada, and this is what he had to say.
I know a lot of people like to throw threats like that around whenever there's a new government policy. We certainly haven't heard of any, I had to shut my doors because of ACA, but we have heard, hey, my costs went up 20%, 30% in 1 year. And so we're really having to figure out how to make that work. It's difficult. I haven't heard any shutdowns, but I've heard people say this is becoming untenable.
Trey also went on to say that this climate of uncertainty has been really challenging.
With healthcare, it is very difficult for business owners to plan. And if you're trying to plan, you're going to be conservative. It's like, well, I don't know if I can afford to bring on this new person because of all this uncertainty. So, you know, either fix the ACA, keep it as is or something, but we need some stability. That's what business owners like the most. You can talk about increases in taxes, decrease, whatever you want. They just want to know what to plan for.
And that sentiment about operating under a cloud of uncertainty was echoed by nearly everyone I spoke to, regardless of what they thought about the ACA. Even though a GOP proposal is on the table right now, there's still an ongoing battle on both sides. On the state level, one key area of the new proposal is that cap on federal contributions to states for Medicaid. The House GOP plan is to implement a per capita model for states instead, and this would leave states to decide how to spend the money, and that leaves a lot of questions unanswered. And so, Michelle, we'll be hearing more of what this will look like in the coming days and weeks.
Ann Gray, thanks so much for your insights.
Thanks, Michelle.